So as I said yesterday, this week we have a lot of great saints to imitate, and today is St. Ambrose. His story is very interesting because first, he wasn't really a full Christian when he was elected to be bishop. He was the main governor of Milan. He himself was from Gaul, so modern-day France, huh? And he was a lawyer and then became a governor of the district of Milan. And people admired him and respected him so much, saw in him to be a just and honest and pious and devoted man, that when their local bishop died, they wanted him to be their next bishop. And of course, but only being a catechumen, he had to accept God's will in that. And within a week, according to history, he went through all the preparation. He was ordained to holy orders and became bishop. And he took his role so seriously that he cared for the people entrusted to him. And what's so beautiful about St. Ambrose of Milan is that, if we remember, when the Emperor Constantine signed the Edict of Milan to legalize Christianity, all of a sudden, his friends now became Christians because they want to be on the good side of the emperor. And then all the landowners and rich people too now somehow secure their own rights within the church so that they hold both to the secular and ecclesiastical power. And so this is the beginning that we see the corruption of church authority and things like that, that lead ultimately to the dark and then the Middle Age itself. And what's beautiful saying about St. Ambrose of Milan is that he took his office seriously. And that's why in the collect today, we heard one thing that really stood out. The two words that the collect wants to highlight for us is that he had apostolic courage. Ambrose chose to go against what was popular. He didn't hold on to his power, or he just only checked the box and went on his way. No, he took, even though he didn't set out to be the bishop of Milan, when he was chosen by the people, he took that as God's will, and he grew into that role, and he loved his people very much. And we can see that was the two people that he have impacted their life the most that we can find in writing is Augustine and Monica. He consoled St. Monica when she was waiting for her son's conversion. He consoled and guided St. Monica in her years of tears and her years of suffering, as well as St. Ambrose was there in the beginning of St. Augustine's conversion and led him to grow deeper in the love of Christ. We don't know much about St. Ambrose, but we see the result of his love for Christ and how good of a shepherd he is in knowing his sheep, that we see it in the life of other saints. So we too ask ourselves that will our life impact others, and will we help others becoming saints as well? We have two choices of doing what our culture asks of us, and remain secularistic and make the church more secularistic to be with the time, quote unquote. Or will we sanctify our culture and take our vocation seriously, as we have heard in the lives of St. Ambrose, to have that apostolic courage, to act with courage, to do what is right, but also to do them with wisdom. So my brothers and sisters, we heard in the first reading today, as well in the gospel reading, none of us are worthy, but the Lord didn't choose us because we were worthy or somehow more special than others. He see all of our brokenness, all of our weaknesses, all of our limitations, and all the things which still struggling with, yet he called us. And all we can do is to truly trust in him and to know that no matter what's going on in your life, my life, our life, forever we can sing the goodness of the Lord, with how we live and how we continue to pray that God continue to raise up good men after His own heart to care for the church and to love everyone so that no matter how long will with one journey be, we can accompany them and lead them back to Christ. Tomorrow is the Immaculate Conception. And St. Ambrose today prepare us the way to celebrate the Blessed Mother's own Immaculate Conception. We ask ourselves, what can we do with this whole week of great saints to follow? What can we do in our very own life to choose holiness, to love, to guide, to shepherd, and to give our life for in order to follow, imitate, emulate, and reflect the Good Shepherd in our words and our actions?